Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Roadside markets, farmers markets, the local food movement is continuing to grow, and so are the opportunities it presents.
Yes, it is a growing demand, and you're also seeing that in general with the local food movement, it's creating a lot more opportunities for farmers, especially in meat and also in other areas, to direct market their product. USDA has found that direct consumer sales is the fastest growing segment in agriculture.
Brent Lackey is with KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, which works with ag entrepreneurs in a number of ways. One, next Monday, March 16, a locally grown meat workshop.
What we are trying to do is just give an overview of all the key issues for producers who are already engaged or are interested in becoming engaged in direct marketing their own meat and go over some of the key issues, key regulations, what things they need to consider when they're marketing their meat. And we're also going to talk about some consumer preferences, some best practices with respect to social media, talk about how you can best develop a marketing plan.
For a number of years, farmers have successfully marketed locally grown meat at farmers markets, and consumer preferences there continue to evolve.
And what we're seeing even more demand for is what we'd call extra value added or convenience products, where you're not just selling them hamburger, but maybe you're selling them chili with your meat that's already ready to consume.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
That locally grown meat workshop next Monday will be held at the Fayette County Extension Office with registration details online at kcard.info. That's kcard.info. KCARD's Brent Lackey on how local meat sales opportunities have been unfolding.
You're probably seeing more initially start out going the farmers market route or doing a freezer beef program where they're selling to people in their community, selling a half of an animal or a whole animal to friends at church or people in the community, or targeting certain audiences in that community who are looking for that.
As a producer adjusts to meeting those consumer needs, he may consider a new route for marketing.
There are some producers who would prefer the wholesale route because that way they only have to deal with a handful of customers instead of managing a lot of customers.
Brent Lackey says KCARD's local meat workshop in Fayette County next Monday will cover a number of wholesaling issues as well. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.